Nigeria's parliament set up a committee earlier this year to investigate why $10 billion of investment in the energy sector failed to end power outages in the country. The panel found that former President Olusegun Obasanjo awarded $50 million worth of contract to power companies that did not exist. They also found that $2 billion worth of energy contracts were awarded by the former president without a bidding process. A witness told the committee a company with less than $200 of base capital benefited from the contract. Two former power ministers who appeared before the investigative panel denied funds were stolen. Soji Apampa of Nigeria's anti-corruption watchdog, Integrity, says President Umar Ayadua can no longer ignore the spiraling controversy over alleged corrupt deals under the previous administration.
We're now hearing that a lot of these projects didn't go through due process. The basic due diligence things, like is the company even registered, we're hearing those things were flouted. Definitely, you can't allow those things to go without a proper investigation so that it's clear where these decisions came from and how it happened. And for history not to put a question mark over their own time in office, even the former president should be welcoming of it.
Mr. Yaradua came to power last May, pledging zero tolerance for corruption. But analysts say the government has sometimes taken an ambivalent attitude toward corruption. Perennial power cuts in Nigeria, the result of years of underspending on generating capacity and corruption, have stoked public anger and stalled economic development. Many parts of Nigeria, a big spot of oil and gas, go without electricity for days, and many businesses and homes rely on generators. Gilbert DeCastro for VOA News, Abuja.